A small fishing town in northern Iceland laid out a two-day feast this past weekend. The town of Dalvik fed the equivalent of a tenth of Iceland's entire population for free. It was all to celebrate Icelandic fishing. But as Jacob Resnick reports from Dalvik, the festival and Iceland's fishing future are not without controversy.
Tens of thousands descended on this quiet town of about 1,500 people for a long weekend of free food. It's all courtesy of the community's four seafood processors. Ulfur Aistensen is the head chef overseeing preparations. He's credited with coining the name Fiskedar Mikli, the Great Fish Day, when it began 11 years ago.
We are cooking for 30,000. The last 3 years we have 30, 33,000, up to 40,000.
At a quarter past eight, pairs of candles appear in the front of Dalvik homes. That means soup is ready. It's a thick, aromatic fish stew made with cream and seasoned with curry. Visitors parade through homes and gardens where the soup's served. Valdis Guthbrand's daughter welcomes people enthusiastically.
This is so giving. We are giving other people food, and they are happy, and we are happy, and this is so fun.
But the big crowds don't appear until the next day. By 11 a.m., the entire waterfront is blocked off with tables lined with individual portions of fish, grilled, stewed, raw, and fermented. Ulfur Aistensen uses the event to promote his Reykjavik restaurant's most controversial specialty, minke whale. He wears a white chef's jacket that says, "We love whales for dinner."
People like the taste, and it's so soft, you know, it's very tender.
Iceland resumed commercial whaling in 2006, flouting an international moratorium. Last month, the Obama administration threatened Iceland with economic sanctions over the whale hunts. Today, some of the dark red minke whale meat is being served raw, with soy sauce and wasabi, to enthusiastic visitors. Reinhold Bacher traveled here from his home in landlocked Austria.
How does it taste?
Wow, great. Really, absolutely great. The first time I eat whale, and this tastes absolutely great.
Further down the line, a Greenland shark is hacked into small slabs and slopped into paper Coca-Cola cups. This is hakrel, fermented shark meat, an Icelandic specialty. 13-year-old Isak from Reykjavik stares uncertainly at his Coke cup full of the greenish, gelatinous flesh.
How does it taste?
I don't know. I haven't tasted it yet.
Why not?
Because it's gross, actually.
No, why don't you try it? We can see how it is.
All right. It's still disgusting.
Around the block, the line for fried fish burgers is much, much longer. Fishing is big business in Iceland. It's a major consideration as this small island nation of 300,000 plots its political and economic future in the wake of the 2008 banking collapse. This past June, Iceland launched formal talks to join the European Union. One of the key considerations is the future of Iceland's exclusive fishing grounds. It would have to open them as an EU member state. Dalvik's mayor, Svanfrithor Jonasdottir, argues that full EU membership would help fish processing towns like Dalvik, even if it comes at the expense of the domestic fishing fleet.
It would affect the rights of fishing in a way we don't know yet, really. But for the fishing processing factories, they are quite similar to other industry in Iceland. You know, they have to have this market in Europe. The market in Europe is the biggest market.
But two polls in June suggest Icelanders are split on this issue. If Dalvik's Great Fish Day is any indicator, Iceland takes great pride in its fish production and may not be ready to compromise on one of its greatest natural resources. For The World, I'm Jacob Resnick, Dalvik, Iceland.